You guys are all the same height. Okay.
What kind of tone has...
Are you guys saving those chairs? All right, go ahead.
The tone that Paquette's line continues to set in terms of their forecheck, and even looking at the goal that Yanni scores, it starts with a play by Maruno on the wall. Just kind of how much they set that tone for what you want to
do. Yeah, basically they set the tone when we were in Sweden, ironically, against these guys. And the three games they've played against them, they do a great job at hounding pucks, and when they get them, they keep the puck. And they play a pretty simple game, and it's really working for them. And now they just get energy off each other, and they're setting other lines up to have success. And so it's been fun to watch that group and have a line that really has an identity.
See the back and forth game the first two periods. How much will you guys finish that game in the third period? Kind of a template for what you want to see overall.
Yeah, it was. I think the first period was kind of a ho-hum for both teams, and the second was tough. We got in penalty trouble, and it was, it was a drain on some guys. You're happy you have 7D when you're having to kill that much, but they weathered through it. And when we broke down a little bit, Vassie was there. I thought that was probably, a turning point for us, was to kill those penalties off and then come out of the period with the 3-2 lead, and we knew we had just to simplify the third, own the lines, put the puck down low. I didn't have it in the game plan we were going to get two shorties in the third, but we didn't give them anything, and it's tough to win in this league, but we knew they'd played the night before, and we thought if we willed ourselves here, hopefully we could take them, and we did.
Coop, you're starting to score some dirty goals, some goals from point getting tipped in or finding its way through. Are you liking the progression of the team of not trying to be too fancy and just playing a simple game like you like to say?
Well, I like the fact that we've, in our little three-game run here, we've only given up two in each game. So it starts with that. And so you're giving up one or two a game, you're giving yourself a chance to win. And so the goal scoring, we can score some pretty goals, but when it comes to, you're fortunate enough to play in the spring, you need to be able to get those dirty ones, and you have to be able to have had a history of getting them, and we're starting to get a few here now. Guys are going to the blue paint hard, and our D are getting them through, and that's what you need.
During this two-week stretch, best win-loss of the season, can you pinpoint, other than that penalty kill, what is giving you guys that momentum that you look forward to begin the season?
Special teams have helped. I would say the penalty kill struggled earlier, was getting scored on anyway. Now it's we've got a lot more confidence on it now. The power play has been better. Not that it was a top 10 PP in the first 10 games, but now it's probably been one or two in the last few weeks. So when your special teams rolling, that's good. And we're defending better. And when you do that, you're giving yourself a chance.
How important was it to watch Victor give the jersey?
Who'd you think of during that? It was weird. I had some crazy thoughts, but the guy I was thinking of was Phil Esposito, because it was the 77, yeah. The Ray Bourque thing.
Yeah. Well, then I see Jack Eichel give the guy a stick, too.
But it was just a class act by both organizations and by Jack and Hedy. But it was really, you get somebody's jersey, but to have them actually take it off for you and doesn't get more authentic than that.
Setting camp pretty unanimous among the players that pull out with the best or was one of the different. What areas of the game do you see on the ice? Obviously, the results are showing and his points in the event.
For me, it's his skating. And he, whatever he did in the summer and his workout program, he really, that was one of the big things going into the summer, was you got to gain a step. And he has. And he's got the grit, the physicality, he's got the skill, he's got all that. But when he was breaking down and getting tired, that's what got him in trouble. But he's picked up a step, and it's worked well for him. And he's this is as good as we've seen him play.
John, what did you see on the Cernak?
I didn't see it. And You know, somebody said Dunley got hit. I thought he got hit with a puck or a high stick or something like that, because I didn't know, but I'll have to go back and see.
You said the confidence on the PK. What is it about the PK that can drive so much off of that confidence?
Well, there's a lot of things. Don't get scored on, but the one, if you watch, like the amount of block shots that are going on now, and it's uplifting when the guys come to the bench and your guys are keeled over and in pain and everybody's like picking them up. Guys are running down the bench to pat them on the back. And so our players know the sacrifice you have to make, especially with the way guys shoot the puck in today's game. And when guys are laying out sacrifice for the team, it gives your team a boost.
Hey,
thanks.
You guys got it?
Good try here.
Hi.
Good question.
I was asking you what shape.